Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the first half hour, we're going to have with us why Sharon Harris talking about Heart and Body Extract, and a friend of hers called Hunter Roberts, who's taken the product and attest to it. And then the last half, we've got a very interesting program lined up with open lines for you. But right now, of course, we want you to hear from Sharon and hear about certainly the products that she has that really helps so many people. And, of course, Sharon does actually help and support keeping these broadcasts on the air. Hi, how are we doing, Sharon?
I'm great, and I hope you're well, too.
I'm doing just fine. Now, who is Hunter Roberts, and what should we know about him?
I think he can speak for himself.
All right, fine. Well, then, Hunter, why don't you come on and tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience with Heart and Body Extract.
Yeah, absolutely. Just after Christmas time, my blood pressure was a little high, 135 over 90, and I was basically looking for a product. My wife and I, we believe in non-GMO foods, all organic product. We try to serve our children that and try to live that lifestyle. So I was looking for something that was all natural to help me deal with not only my blood pressure, but I do have high cholesterol in my family, and that's been a problem. Coming up on the age of 40 now, I know that I needed to kind of address this and start to get this in check. And I happened upon Heart and Body Extract and reading about it and the testimonies. So I decided to get a bottle for myself and took it. And I started immediately upon taking it, I just started to have a lot more balanced outlook, daily outlook and feeling of myself. But I know for a fact right now I do monitor my blood pressure daily. I'm down to 122 over 80 right out of the gate, and that's just less than a month or just about coming up on a month of taking the extract. So that was the beginning for me, and it's really satisfied what I was looking for, because we're not a big pharmaceutical, big pharma type of family. And so, again, all organic was the real set to and what attracted me to the product.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, but the big pharmacy of our pharmaceutical industries are really taking advantage of the American people. I mean, we're talking about the statin drug, something like $29 billion a year for a product that does far more harm than it does good, and certainly is, in many instances, there's suggestions it's carcinogenic, but what it does is knocks your cholesterol down by poisoning your liver. And because you need a certain amount of cholesterol, your body knows how much cholesterol you need, and it'll produce the cholesterol for you. But of course, with the statin drugs, is poison the liver and knock the cholesterol down. And of course, you need cholesterol for your brain. And there's so many things going on today. The Prozac, the other psychotropic drugs. I mean, studies have shown that the placebos do just as good a job with mild and even moderate depression as the Prozac and other similar products, the serotonin blocking agents. So I certainly sympathize with you and support your idea of trying to stay with natural products, and I think we certainly should as much as we possibly can. Well, of course, our guest this evening is Sharon Harris, and now we have Hunter Roberts who's going to talk to us a little bit about his experience, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty with our special guest for this evening, Sharon Harris. Well, Sharon, certainly you've been at this, what, for about 9 or 10 years?
It's actually 11 years now.
Is it 11 years time
yeah.
for us? Because I think you've been with...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Head swelling of the legs, and certainly I started on the heart body extract, and one of the first things I noticed was that the swelling went down. It'd been really rather bothersome for some time. Well, why don't you just go ahead and tell our listeners what is in the heart and body extract? There are 9 or 10 herbal products. We'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about some of the other herbal products that you offer through your organization. But what is actually in HB extract? Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question for Sharon. But what is in heart and body extract?
That's a really good question. People need to know what's in the formula. Well, it's organic herbs and wildcrafted herbs. Wildcrafted meaning growing in the wild and harvested by the herbalist at the peak time for harvesting. So it has an garlic, which promotes a healthy immune system. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body fight against damaging free radicals. It'll help to support healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Next is hawthorn berry and hawthorn leaves. It'll restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Next is coleus. Coleus has been around for 3,000 years. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. It also supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is motherwort. It's a circulatory stimulant and a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next is bilberry. Bilberry is excellent for the eyes, especially night vision. It'll dilate blood vessels and it promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher's broom. Maintains a healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Next is mistletoe. Promotes a healthy immune system, has a calming effect on the body, and supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is kelp. This is used mainly for the iodine and the effect that it has on the thyroid gland. Next is ginger. Supports liver function and its nervine. It stimulates circulation, especially in the extremities. And then finally, cayenne pepper. This herb will equalize the blood flow in the body. It enhances the effect of all the herbs. It stimulates the body and organs properly so that they can cleanse and function optimally.
And the interesting thing is, of course, 100 years ago, why the family doctors used these herbal remedies. They were known. A lot of our doctors were homeopaths. They use very, very small amounts of medicine to get an effect stimulating the body. And then I got into medicine in 1948. I think I entered medical school. And by then, we probably had 30 or 40 years when the pharmaceutical industry had dominated medicine. I went to a homeopathic school, but by 1948 had been come under the control of the pharmaceutical industry, and they were dominating things. We still had courses in homeopathy, and a few of our students took the courses. I didn't take any. I had no idea. I was 16 years old when I got in college. I was about 18, 19. I guess I was 19 when I got into medical school. I didn't know anything about the history of medicine or how it had been taken over by the pharmaceutical industry, which was going to use it not only to exploit the public, but also, of course, in many instances, to introduce potentially dangerous drugs that do, in many instances, far more harm than they do good. A lot of the psychotropic drugs you get on today, why you can't get off of them, because you get addicted to them, and you try to get off of them, well, you're going to have real problems, and some of these psychotropic drugs will produce homicidal or suicidal tendencies. And that is, of course, one of the major stories of Columbine. At least one of the boys was on the psychotropic drugs and had these homicidal tendencies. And the families were going to sue the drug manufacturers, and they were told, if you dare to do that, they'll take everything you have. One of them proceeded. And he today, a perfectly normal boy, is in the psychiatric institution on psychotropic drugs. That's what happens if you try to fight the pharmaceutical industry. But Sharon's doing this on her own. She actually is putting out herbal products. Hunter, is there anything else you can tell us about your experience using the heart and body extract?
She brings up some good points. My energy level was definitely increased. One of the things that I really noticed that I haven't had in quite some time is actually sleeping throughout the night and actually getting REM sleep was one of the things that really hit me after a week of taking it. And getting that REM sleep, waking up the next day feeling actually rested, being able to proceed throughout the day and being able to focus throughout the day was a big change for me. And I know that something that my wife says to me is, not only am I getting sleep, but I'm also not snoring as much, if not anymore, when I used to. So that was a real big change, and that's also helped our life too, not only mine but hers, for getting a good night's sleep, and that's key and important. The one thing I really like about the product that she delivers is the instructions and the information that comes with it, to helping people understand that it's not just just like the pharmaceutical industries and all that. You just don't take something to get solve a problem, but you also have to promote a healthy lifestyle by clean eating and other things, and they exercise. So your diet and exercise, and I like how her information pamphlet that came with it promoted that you've also got to take care of yourself, not just take this and not do anything else for yourself, which is again the lifestyle that we try to lead in our household.
All right, Sharon, now I understand now you've got a lot of other herbal products as well as the heart body extract, is that right?
Yes, we have 19 different formulas altogether, and every one of them are effective, every one of them are liquid, and they're all organic and well-crafted herbal formulas. So,
well, yes, why don't we get out your telephone number, get out your website, that we can talk about some of the other products. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Sharon or for Hunter. But why don't we get the information out on how people can get in touch with you?
Sure, okay. The telephone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbodyextract.com, heartandbodyextract.com, or if you like it short, you could go to hbextract.com. That'll also get you there.
And, of course, if you can't remember that, you can always go to the home page for Radio Liberty, and we have the banners there, the various products that do help us stay on the air and maintain our network across the country. And one of those is Heart and Body Extract. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these other products that you offer through your organization. What are they?
Sure. Okay, to have a look at the whole line of the formulas, you would go to healthyheartclub.net, healthyheartclub.net. That's the name of our company, healthyheartclub.net. So we have a whole line of formulas. Bone and joint extract is a formula that was designed to help to support healthy bones and joints. It's a great formula. People often notice a difference within a few days to a few weeks. Everybody's different. Results will vary from person to person because we're all unique. But works very well. I know I had a knee problem a few years ago, and within a few days it was much better. So for me it worked really quickly, but we're all different. The next formula we have is calcium extract. This is a formula of herbs that encourages the body to properly utilize and absorb calcium without excess unassimilated calcium that causes calcification in and around the joints. The calcium in this extract is derived from plant material. Plant material is something that the body is designed to absorb. Most of the commercial calcium products come from rocks or from shells or inorganic material which the body does not absorb. In fact, that can be very harmful. So our formula is excellent for giving you calcium in a way that the body will happily absorb. Cell cleanse extract is a formula that we have to help to cleanse the cells, a very good cleanser and detoxifier. Another formula we have is detoxifier extract, which has great blood cleansing properties because of its high lignin content. It's a very good cleanser, very good detoxifier. So the cell cleanse extract and the detoxifier extract are quite similar, but for different folks with different nutritional needs, one might do better on the detoxifier, and one person may do better on the cell cleanse extract. But they both are very good detoxifiers. Next formula is female balance extract. This is a formula that was designed to enhance, stimulate, and balance the female endocrine system. It's excellent for relief of PMS, hot flashes, night sweats, It'll help to boost sexual desire and enjoyment of sexual activities. A great formula. A lot of ladies really like that one. Then we have Foundation Tonic. Foundation Tonic is a foundational formula of vitamins and minerals that people can take on a daily basis. And it tastes really, really good.
All right, hang on to that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Sharon Harris. Sharon, you go right ahead.
Sure. Next formula we have is Gentleman Extract. This is a formula for men. It was chosen for the restorative and
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Praise God.
Everything
she was able
over.
To go to the bathroom. And believe me, that is a serious thing. I saw that years ago where a poor man wasn't able to have urinary flow, and he died. He didn't live. He kept on swelling and swelling and swelling with more and more water, and he passed away. So it is a serious thing. So much better. She's doing great. Every day she's reporting that her flow is great. I'm saying to her, keep taking the kidney bladder extract. Don't want to see you have any relapses. So she's doing very well.
All right. Is that the sum total? Sharon's just been telling us about these very products, that the herbal products they have for the immune support and certainly the support for the male system and for the female system, and certainly for the bones. And these are just formulas that have been put together based upon experience that have seemed to be helpful for various systems of the body based upon the herbal remedies that have been around for thousands of years. Are there some more that we haven't covered?
Sure. We have another formula called Liver Support Compound. Our liver is very important. It's our main detoxifier of the body. This particular formula is great for helping the liver to metabolize toxins. And, it's a great support for the liver, and the liver is very, very important. Next, we have Male Virility Extract. This is a formula that was created to balance, stimulate, and enhance the male endocrine system. It increases sex drive, improves pleasure and performance. A lot of men like to call, and they order the Heart and Body Extract and also the Male Virility Extract. So you can take 2 to 3, even up to 5 of the different formulas. Just take them 20 minutes apart, because we want to make sure that each formula completes its own action. What else do we have here? We have...
I should just comment that you take this ordinary by simply putting it under your tongue, and
right.
This is absorbed directly into the circulatory system, and certainly with the Heart and Body Extract, right, because you get the cayenne pepper effect, so you certainly know you're taking it, but actually you sort of get to the point we almost look forward to taking that. Well, let's go ahead and get your telephone number, your webpage out, and then we'll let you and Hunter go, unless Hunter has something else he'd like to say. Hunter, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, just I think everybody should consider taking the product. Supporting a healthy body and getting a healthy body will obviously... The body will take care of itself when it has the things, the minerals, and the proper balance that it needs. And I know I just turned my dad onto this. He takes Lipitor, and I'm looking forward to hearing his results. He just bought it a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to get my blood work done again in 4 months to see where I'm at. And I just love the product, and thank you very much, Sharon, for getting it out there, and I hope a lot of other people consider taking it.
Okay, thanks very much, Hunter, and Sharon, let's get your telephone number, your webpage out just one more time, and then we'll let you get to sleep.
Okay, so you can contact us at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and you can look us up at hbextract.com, B is the body, extract.com, and for all of our formulas, healthyheartsclub.net.
All right, God bless, and thanks very much. We'll talk to you again next month.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Hunter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Hunter. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to do open lines now, and I don't know how many of you heard our interview with Dr. Cuddy this afternoon, but certainly he was quoting extensively from some of the writings of George Soros. Now, who is George Soros? Well, he's a key member of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, multi-billionaire member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But in his recent books and in his writings, he's talking about the end of an era. The end of an era of stability brought about by the United States. The end of the financial system that certainly dominates the world today. And what he's basically talking about is the end of the dollar system. And, of course, when that happens, it will mean that the people who put their confidence in their annuities and in their bonds and in their CDs and in their pensions and certainly... in insurance policies, These people are going to lose everything because you destroy the value of the dollar. You destroy the foundation of our monetary system. And basically, George Soros is talking about this. He's written about this extensively. He anticipates there's going to be violence and chaos in America very, very soon.
While the storm clouds gather.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
We're going to be talking, she's going to be talking about a minister over in Iran who actually has been in prison for several years because of his Christian faith. And of course, we, as you know, Iran is a Muslim country, and certainly there is within this structure of this society the death penalty for any Muslim who converts to Christianity. They do not play around. You're a Muslim, you become a Christian, they are going to kill you. Now, this minister has been given the opportunity to actually renounce Christianity. Barbara, why don't you tell the story of the minister over there in Iran who's been in prison and is now facing the death sentence because of his Christian faith?
Well, I was listening to one of my favorite radio programs today, and I was, suddenly realized that we're not hearing this on our regular news broadcast at all. But this is a Christian pastor, Yosef, who is being held in Iran, and I think it's probably maybe only about a year since he has been there. But and he they claimed that he was a Muslim who converted to Christianity, but apparently the truth is that he never was a Muslim. He is a Christian, and he has been held in prison, and they have approached him multiple times to rescind his faith or to rescind his faith in the Lord, and he has refused to do this. And he apparently you get three chances, but I understand that he has been asked several more times than that to renounce his faith in Jesus Christ. And he just says he will not do this. And now they have actually issued a death sentence for him, which could take place soon, or it could take a long period of time.
But basically, apparently the Supreme Court over there has actually verified now that it would be permissible to go ahead and execute him because of his Christian faith.
Right.
Here in America, people really, I don't think, value the Christian faith. You know, you're a Christian. We're supposedly a Christian country. People take Christianity for granted. And yet, all throughout the world, people are dying today because of their faith. Go right ahead, Barbara.
Well, that's what I was just, thinking that, here is a man who is standing up for his faith in this country and is probably going to lose his life because of his faith in the Lord. And just as you were saying, that here in America, so many times we take for granted the fact that we can be Christians and don't have to worry about something like this, at least not at this time. And that time may come, and I think we really need to start to think about it and to realize that we are so blessed at this point that we are allowed to have our faith in Jesus and practice it and not to take it for granted. But I would like to just, ask if people would pray for Pastor Yosef and for his family, that with the hope that possibly he would be freed by some sort of a miracle, if not, to be with him and give him the strength to go through what he is going to have to face and be with his family as well. He has a wife and two children, and be with them and give them the strength to go through, and get through what is happening.
And, of course, his name is Yosef, Y-O-U-S-E-F-F, Pastor Yosef.
His last name is, it's Nadarkhani,
right.
Nadarkhani is one of the spellings that I have. But he is being held in Iran at this time. And he is willing to forfeit his life for his faith in the Lord. And I would like people just to think, would you be willing to forfeit your life for the Lord?
And because if you were given the choice, all you have to do is get up and renounce your Christian faith. And Christ, you
can
just say, well, I don't really mean it, but I will renounce it. And but of course, he will not do that.
No, they told him if he renounced his faith, that he would be released from prison. And he is not going to do this. And so he really, anybody who is listening to the program, I'd ask that they please pray for him and for his family. Hopefully, for his release, if at all possible. If not, then at least for strength to go through what he is going to have to go through to be with his Lord. And but also to pray and with his for his family as well, because I'm sure it's going to be very, very difficult for them.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And missionaries, Christians all throughout the world, so they risk their lives, many of them on a daily basis. We know missionaries in Africa who go into all sorts of very dangerous areas and have, many, many times risked their lives. I know our good friend Peter Hammond certainly operates out of Cape Town, but they go into all these areas. And God has protected them to date, but at any time they could lose their lives. And yet, I remember the words of the gentleman who, one of the missionaries killed in Central America many years ago. He and four other missionaries went in to work with a group of cannibals, and they were killed. But one of the things he said is that man is no fool who gives that which he can never keep to gain that which he can never lose. That man is no fool who gives that which he can never keep to gain that which he can never lose. And he was talking about, of course, gaining eternity. And, of course, simply losing his life, we're all going to lose our lives. Sooner or later, we're all going to be dying. And as any one of my best friends called me just yesterday and told me he just had a stroke, and as he said, I'm on my way out, Stan, and just wanted to say goodbye. And it was one of my two closest friends, a touching experience. And I feel he's not going to be with us very long, but he's lived a good Christian life. But of course, we are all going to be dying and facing eternity before long. I fear that things are going to be happening in America in the very near future, which are going to disrupt this wonderful utopian life we've been living. And of course, this is in my estimation, because America has turned against God. They've changed the music and the message of the Christian church here in America. And certainly our forefathers wouldn't even recognize the Christianity that's being preached from our pulpits today. And if you have not yet read Pastor Chuck Christmeyer's book, The Secret of the Lord, we've had him as a guest on several of our programs. The Secret of the Lord, we recommend you get it and that you read it and you understand how they have changed the message of Christianity. When you go to the churches today and you hear the drums and the guitars, it's pretty obvious what they've done to the music. But the average Christian has no idea how they've changed the message. Well, Barbara, certainly I hope that all of our listeners will give serious consideration to praying for Pastor Joseph. It's much easier to remember him as Pastor Joseph than by his long last name, the difficult to pronounce Iranian name. But here's a man willing to give up his life for his faith. I wonder how many people who call themselves Christians today would be willing to make this same sacrifice. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go? And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Yeah, I'll let somebody else have a chance, but I just wanted to get that message out so that people to pray for him, for Pastor Joseph.
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Well, I certainly just wanted to reiterate the words of George Soros. And George Soros knows what the future holds. He's talking about the breakdown of society. He's talking about the breakdown of society as it's coming to Europe, but also what's going to be happening here in America. I mean, after all, 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed money. They're getting it because we're lending it to ourselves. Isn't that wonderful? We simply create money out of nothing, then we lend it out. But how do you do that? Well, you just destroy the value of the currency. And this is why George Soros says, and I think he's absolutely correct, that we are coming to the end of stability, that the dollar is going to lose its position as the standard for the world. And when that happens, certainly the money from throughout the world, the several hundred trillion dollars held by other countries are going to come flooding back in here, and simply the deluge will destroy the value of our currency. So if you are invested in dollars, give serious consideration to other alternatives, and even if you don't believe us, at least make some provision for yourself and your family, that will at least some of what you've worked your whole life for will survive. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-800-464-8295. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we're seeing all sorts of problems throughout the world. We're certainly seeing increasing violence, demonstrations almost every day in Greece, as the people over there are just saying, we're not going to certainly give up everything we spent our whole lives working for so that Greece can stay in the European Union. If Greece would simply pull out of the European Union, declare its own currency, go back to its own currency, and stop worrying about the massive debt that they've incurred to the banks, why they could get their economy going again in a few years. The way it is now, it'll be 20 or 30 or more years before this thing is ever resolved. And in the meantime, of course, they're going to establish their authoritarian government over in Europe, the European Union, and then merge it with similar unions all throughout the world. This is all being engineered, as we pointed out, on the appointed premier of Greece, Papadimos. Papadimos is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The appointed premier of Italy, Mario Monti, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The people who control the American government today come from the Trilateral Commission. You know, you really can't understand what's going on today without without a program. If you can't understand the players on the team, unless you know who they are, so you can't understand what's really transpiring today. But you need to get the membership lists for the Trilateral Commission, both current and past. And who is really pushing us into a war with Iran? Why, the Trilateral Commission. Certainly on the 15th of February, a man named Dennis Ross wrote an article in the editorial pages of the New York Times suggesting that we were going to have to go to war with Iran. Now, who is Dennis Ross? Probably not one American in 10,000 knows he's a longtime member and leader of the Trilateral Commission. Remember, there's less than 80 in America. But they're the people who control both political parties. They control the army. They control the banking system. They control the corporations, the educational system, the churches, the media. They basically control every aspect of our economy. And Dennis Ross was a member of the Trilateral Commission till he took a key position in the Obama State Department. He was forced to drop out, but he is still one of the leaders of this movement behind the scenes. And he's suggesting that we have to have a war, or certainly a war with Iran is certainly a very real possibility. Certainly 2 days ago, a man named Richard Haass, who is identified as the president of the Council on Foreign Relations in the article, but no mention is made of the fact that he, too, was a member of the Trilateral Commission before he joined the Obama administration. And he is calling, well, something we ought to consider negotiations with Iran, but probably the Iranian leaders are not going to go along with that. But we've got to convince the world that we certainly tried to avoid the war with Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, the last war with Iraq and Afghanistan cost $3 trillion. Remember, of course, it took the United States 200 years to accumulate a debt of $1 trillion. Certainly, in the last 4 years, pardon me, 3.5 years, we've accumulated almost $5 trillion in debt. A considerable part of that is the war with Iran and Iraq. And now we're considering a war with Iraq and Afghanistan. Now we're considering a war with Iran. We spend all of our time worrying about the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, but we don't bother to guard the border between the United States and Mexico. What's wrong with this picture? Well, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the major element of the foreign policy of the United States has nothing to do with maintaining the security of our nation. the United States foreign policy they're using is based upon bringing about a world government. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations. We have certainly military bases in 800, 900 military bases throughout the world, and they are there simply to bring about the authoritarian structure. If you haven't read the book which we carry, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, written by John Perkins, and John is a liberal, but we've interviewed him. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with him, and I certainly agree with what he's saying. And he says that he was actually employed by the establishment to go into countries to compromise them, to bring the government under control of the American elite, to bring the leader under the control of the American elite. And if the leader didn't want to go along with it, then they sent in the jackals. And the jackals' job was to kill government leaders throughout the world. The book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, every American should read it. Every American should listen to our four-tape set of interviews with John Perkins. This is the way the world really works. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring his judgment on America. And I fear very soon. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
I mean, recently we saw the pictures there certainly of American soldiers urinating on the bodies of dead Taliban soldiers. And these were circulated on the web. How would you feel if you saw pictures of Muslim fighters urinating on the bodies of American soldiers? And then, of course, recently, this last week, why, of course, they were burning copies of the Quran on the American military bases. How would you feel if the Muslims were out there burning copies of the Bible publicly? You'd be infuriated. And this is exactly what they're doing. Probably this minister, Yosef, is going to be executed over there. This will be done to, in Iran, be done to inflame the anger of the American people against the Muslim world, just as they're doing everything they can to inflame the people of the Muslim world against America. We're doing everything we can to unite the Muslim world. The CIA has toppled the governments of Egypt and of Tunisia and of Libya, and we're in the process, certainly, of toppling the government of Syria today. We have special forces units in both Jordan and in Turkey training the Al-Qaeda forces, which are trying to overthrow Assad in Syria. Why are we training Al-Qaeda? I thought we were fighting Al-Qaeda. Well, you're supposed to believe that, just like you're supposed to believe that Israel recently released 1,027 terrorists, Islamic terrorists. Over 400 of them were mass murderers, and they released them to get back one Israeli soldier. Do you honestly believe that story? Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. To understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret and get the syllabuses to go with that. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To understand the background of all the phony wars we have fought, you need to get my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story. It's a DVD. And with that, the syllabus, we will get the documentation, including, of course, the copy of the letter from William Dodd to Colonel House, written in 1936, asking why over 100 American corporations were in Germany building the weapons for Adolf Hitler, for the Germans. And you might ask yourself, why were 100 American corporations in Germany in 1936 building the weapons for the German military? General Motors, Ford, AT&T, certainly IBM, and General Electric, Exxon, certainly 100 American corporations, and many of them are listed in another book we carry called America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret. You need to understand that we financed and aided the Germans all during World War II, and just as we're doing everything we can to build up the Muslim enemy today. The best enemy money could buy. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Help us get the word out. Help us educate the American people. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and then please pray for America. Pray for our leaders, our ministers, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, something we ask you to pray for. Congressman Ron Paul, because he's risking his life doing what he's doing. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless us.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, former senior editor of the New American Magazine, now of the the managing editor of the Republic magazine. He's a prolific writer. He writes the Radio Liberty newsletter because I just, I need the time for other things. So William has been kind enough to come forward and pick up writing our newsletter. William, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Dr. Stan, first of all, it's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I know that I am not alone by any means in expressing gratitude for everything you've done on behalf of freedom and on behalf of our country for these many decades. And as I was listening to the end of the last hour of your program, you were mentioning the concept of phony wars and the fact that in every conflict of significance since at least World War One, you've had this situation where the people who were supposedly the elites who are organizing our war effort here at home have been playing a duplicitous game in which they have been aiding the enemy in order to orchestrate wars for the benefit. People do profit off of wars. It's immensely profitable activity. It's pure destruction, of course. It's the destruction of wealth. It's the waste of resources. It's the ruination of entire societies and cultures. And it is often almost as bad to the victor as it is for the vanquished, particularly in modern war. Unless you have these contained, controllable wars that are exercises in prolonged extraction of profit through occupations that last interminably, or the containment of threats rather than the final settlement of disputes. One of the things that I find really fascinating is the way that even some really unlikely people do seem to profit in a secondary or even tertiary sense from wars. Of course, you have the big contractors, the merchants of death, as they were referred to by, I believe it was the Nye Committee back in the 1920s. They're a familiar cast, but there are glommers on and second-handers involved in this as well. And here's a story that I read just a few minutes ago before coming on the program that I think illustrates this. This is a story from today's Associated Press. The headline is, Congress members urge Iraq to buy U.S. rice. Congress members from the largest rice-growing states are urging Iraq to resume buying U.S. long-grain rice, saying the country's unreasonable quality standards put American farmers at a competitive disadvantage. There have been a dozen members of Congress who have signed a letter protesting the fact that there has been a 77% drop in rice sales to Iraq from the United States between 2010 and 2011. And these are representatives of such states as Louisiana and, I believe, Texas, California, number of states. And the reason why this has happened is because Iraq, first of all, has standards for the quality of rice and the way that the rice is packaged that are not compatible with the way that the American exporters are used to doing business. But also they found a better deal in India. But the thing I find interesting here is that for a dozen years, the United States government clamped a starvation embargo on Iraq, forbidding them access to foodstuffs and medicines and all kinds of things. People died by the tens or hundreds of thousands, and now after ruining that country and its infrastructure and its economy, you have the Congress of the United States demanding that Iraq buy rice from U.S. farmers. I'd like U.S. farmers prosper, but it's really interesting, the arrogance and the complete indifference to the victims of American imperialism, if you will, that's displayed in this letter.
All right, well, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with William Craig. As we point out, of course, we killed probably 500,000 to 1,000,000 people through our embargo of Iraq. That was before the war. Go right ahead, William.
The embargo of Iraq, of course, was imposed after the war in 1991. That war ended in a ceasefire that seemed to be perfectly designed to perpetuate the conflict. I don't know if we've ever discussed the fact, Dr. Stan, that I'm one of the most obnoxious Star Trek fans you'd ever run into. There's a character from Star Trek called Mr. Spock who said something that, of course, given his character, was quite logical and very insightful. He said, "It often seems as if the purpose of diplomacy is to prolong a crisis." I don't know that that's the purpose of genuine diplomacy, if of course diplomacy refers to the act of representing one government in the sovereign territory of another government. It's intended, of course, to facilitate communication, and the purpose of communication in this realm is to try to mitigate conflicts, to prevent conflicts, or to bring conflicts to a satisfactory end. But there is a type of diplomacy which serves only to prolong a crisis. The same thing could be said of U.S. foreign policy in general, particularly with respect to military affairs, because there are people who have been, and I hate to use the word, it's sort of jargony, but I'll use it anyway, incentivized, that is to say they've been given incentives to make money off of prolonged and expensive and bloody and tragedy-laden conflicts. And one such example, of course, was the 12-year embargo of Iraq that was opposed after 1991. The settlement, the ceasefire agreement, actually, I should say, was designed to permit Saddam Hussein and the upper crust of his military, the Republican Guard, to retain the aircraft, the attack helicopters they used to put down the Kurdish opposition and the Shiite opposition in the northern part of that country. And the reason this was done, of course, I believe, was in order to ensure that Saddam Hussein would remain in power, that there would be no serious threat to his, to the stability of his government until such time as the United States and its allies, the shadow government of the United States, not the country in general, but the elite running our country and like-minded elites in Great Britain and elsewhere, decided it would be necessary to remove Saddam Hussein. That time hadn't come in 1991. So George H.W. Bush, George Bush the Elder, very conspicuously urged the Kurds and the Shia to rebel against Saddam Hussein's secular socialist government, the Ba'athist government, as a way of surfacing the opposition, and then the Republican Guard was permitted to keep its attack helicopters to wipe out as many of the internal dissenters as necessary in order to retain stability. And a few years later, under the reign of Bill Clinton, yet the same thing happened. In the summer of 1995, when the military dissidents...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is pointing out some things that most people really don't like to think about. Certainly, at the end of the first Gulf War, that's the war between the United States and Iraq, because Iraq had actually invaded Kuwait at the encouragement of the America's ambassador, April Gillespie, who told Saddam Hussein, if you were to invade Kuwait, we will not certainly in any way intervene, or words to that effect. So Saddam foolishly believed April Gillespie, invaded Kuwait, and now we had the first Gulf War. Now, what was so significant about the first Gulf War was that as the war was drawing to a close, why, of course, George Bush went on television, beamed into Iraq, and told the Iraqi people to rise up against Saddam Hussein if we would come to their aid. And the Iraqi people, especially the Shias southern part of the country, foolishly believed George Herbert Walker Bush, and they rose up, and then, of course, we withdrew our fighter protection, allowed them to use their helicopters or attack helicopters, and they slaughtered, as Saddam slaughtered, between 50 and 100,000 Shias who had been foolish enough to believe George Herbert Walker Bush. Then, of course, we started our program of almost daily bombing of Iraq.
Yeah.
And we put an embargo on Iraq, and they couldn't buy food, and they couldn't buy medical supplies. That's estimated that during that 11-year period from 1991 up until the invasion in 2003, about 1 million Iraqis died as a result of our starvation embargo and embargoing foods and other medicines. And about half of the people who died were children. In fact, Madeleine Albright was asked about the fact that American policy, America's embargo, had killed 500,000 Iraqi children. Was it worth it? And her remark was, yes, I believe it was worth it. So we killed about 1 million Iraqis in this 10-year period, 1991-2003. That was before the second Gulf War, where we killed another 1 million Iraqis. But who in America ever talks about that?
Yeah.
Whoever even really cares? After all, they were just Iraqis, or is every one of them a unique human being made in the image and likeness of God? Go right ahead.
That, of course, is a second great commandment or golden rule type proposition, and people don't like to think in those terms unless they're on the receiving end of mistreatment. And that's something we've talked about before, and for heaven's sake, it bears repeating. There are basically two ways of organizing society, or two ways of dealing with other people. The first is through the golden rule, do unto others as you would be done to. And the other is through Lenin's formula, which is the central question in politics or in human interaction of any kind is who does what to whom. And you always want to be the who rather than the whom. You want to be the doer rather than the done to. You can choose to side with the golden rule and Jesus, or you could choose to side with Lenin and the iron fist, because ultimately, if you believe in the who versus whom formulation, you want to have an iron fist to put down people so they can't do unto you as you have done to them. And, of course, if you get done to after doing something foul and despicable to another person, that's called blowback. And that's a subject that we're not permitted to discuss in polite company here in the United States, because we assume, or at least we're told to assume, and God be praised that there are a lot of people who are questioning this assumption, we're told to assume that people who are on the receiving end of lethal force, which is projected by the government ruling us, are supposed to be bent double beneath the weight of gratitude for the privilege of being oppressed and seeing their countries ruined in these acts of humanitarian mass murder that the United States government embarks on with metronomic predictability. We're on the eve of one in Syria that most likely would be a backdoor to an even grander exercise of that kind in Iran. That's something that the people who brought us the Iraq War, of course, have been lusting to do for over a decade. And the same people who brought us the war in Iraq and the tragedy in Afghanistan, which was a sideshow, and which was in its own way sort of a backdoor to war in Iraq. And, of course, the still metastasizing ugliness in Libya, those same people are trying to get us involved in some kind of military action in Syria as an overture, as a grace note, if that word applies, to a war in Iran. But what happened in Iraq, of course, as you point out, Dr. Stan, was prefigured by that conversation that April Glaspie had. It's interesting, little-known fun fact, April Glaspie actually helped get us bogged down in Somalia as well toward the end of the first Bush presidency in 1992. The United States invaded and occupied Somalia, once again on the pretext of a humanitarian undertaking, supposedly. The Marine Expeditionary Force was sent to storm the beaches of Mogadishu because warlords were interdicting supplies of emergency food aid to people who were starving as a result of a drought and a famine that was exacerbated by the political mismanagement of the regime of Siad Barre, who was a double-dipping tyrant. He was on the payroll of both Washington and Moscow during the Cold War. It's a really interesting backstory here. But Mohammed Siad Barre, the ruler of Somalia, had been, you know, a standard-issue African despot dictator. But the thing is, by the time the troops were sent in December 1992, the humanitarian crisis had passed. They were put in their base to take control of that country on behalf of the power elite and working through a United Nations mandate that completely got Congress out of the loop. But April Glaspie played a role in that debacle as well. But in their conversation in the summer of 1990 with Saddam Hussein, dealing with the dispute over slant drilling by the Kuwaitis, she gave essentially a tacit green light to Iraq to invade Kuwait in order to settle disputes having to do, this is a really interesting part of the story once again, with an effort to indemnify the expenses of the last war that Saddam had been involved in with Iran. Saddam went to war against Iran. He attacked first. It was a war of aggression, which was abetted by the Carter administration. And it was orchestrated by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's the same charming fellow who, back in 1979, organized the I don't want to refer to them exclusively as Mohammedans, because the religious motive played a big role in this. But, of course, more importantly, there were people on the CIA payroll, the people who had become the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, who had become the Taliban, were organized in 1979 pursuant to a presidential finding that was put together by Zbigniew Brzezinski as the national security advisor to Jimmy Carter. And this was brought about in order to bring about conditions in Afghanistan conducive to a Soviet invasion so they would get bogged down in Afghanistan. And as we've pointed out before, Brzezinski has boasted that he was the grand architect of that undertaking that gave us such benisons as the Taliban junta in Afghanistan and this group that's referred to as Al-Qaeda, which is a brand name that really doesn't signify much. But, of course, Osama bin Laden was part of that stew as well. And so you had a situation where in 1979, Saddam Hussein, who had been brought to power within the Iraqi hierarchy with the help of the CIA, was now ruling Iraq, and he was induced to invade Iran, beginning a war that lasted for a decade and killed millions of people. I think that's a legitimate and rational estimate. And it was off the books, off the screen, out of sight, out of mind type of a conflict that was in its own way as tragic and as pointless as World War One. Saddam invaded Iran, and he received copious amounts of financial aid from the United States and a great deal of technical aid as well. There's the notorious footage most people should have seen by now but probably haven't from December of 1983 when a presidential envoy dispatched by Ronald Reagan shook hands with Saddam Hussein in Baghdad as part of a trip that was meant to cinch a deal for the transfer of dual-use technology, including the technology to make chemical weapons. The presidential envoy was a charming fellow by the name of Donald Rumsfeld. That happened in 1983. Within a couple of years, both the United States and the Soviet Union were aiding and expanding Iraq's unconventional weapons capacity. You had scientists from the United States and scientists from the Soviet Biopreparat facility helping to build that arsenal through Saddam Hussein for use primarily against the Iranians. But he ended up losing that war and running up huge debts that he wanted to collect, and he wanted to liquidate. In order to do that, he had to put the squeeze on Kuwait, which owed him money. And at the time this is going on, the war between Iraq and Iran, Kuwait was engaging in some duplicitous dealings having to do with slant drilling into contested oil resources on the border with Iraq. And of course, that at one point been part of the same country. And thanks to the Sykes-Picot Agreement back at the end of World War One, you ended up with one of the provinces of Iraq being sort of calved off and turned into this little emirate called Kuwait. But all this, of course, is the sort of nasty business that tends to populate when you get involved in foreign conflicts of that sort, which is one of the reasons why the founding fathers wanted to stay out of the broils and entanglements of foreign countries this way. And the other interesting sideshow here, of course, is that beginning in 1987, you had the United States and the then Soviet Union patrolling the Persian Gulf in a joint naval exercise and flagging Kuwaiti oil tankers with either the Stars and Stripes or the Hammer and Sickle as a way of protecting the same Kuwaitis because they were being preyed upon by both of the antagonists in the Iran-Iraq War. And it was in 1987 during that mission that the USS Stark was torpedoed by an Iraqi fighter plane, if I remember correctly. And you had, I believe, 37 U.S. sailors who were killed. And the Reagan administration tried to blame Iraq for Iran for something that the Iraqis had done. That really illustrates the extent to which the United States government had tilted towards Saddam, even when he actually killed, or that is to say part of his military, acting on an ambiguous chain of command, actually killed U.S. military personnel Washington blamed Iran rather than Iraq. And a few years later, of course, we were at war with Iraq. It's perfect insanity, but that's the sort of thing that perpetual war leads governments and countries to do.
Perpetual war to bring about perpetual peace. This is what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen. They fight these wars because they want to bring about a world government where there will no longer be war. Fight wars to end war. Doesn't it make sense? Go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
ships. They just slaughtered them. They were largely buried alive. There was a convoy trying to escape from Kuwait of Iraqi soldiers, and it was simply like shooting ducks in a barrel, and we slaughtered 50 to 75 thousand Iraqi soldiers who had no means of defending themselves. So, well, go right ahead with the story there.
One of the things about this that I want to point out, and this is another point of personal privilege type of matter here. When I was in Egypt in 1994, I remember speaking with a number of people from that part of the world who told me in so many words, look, we really love and admire your country, but we want to know why on earth you've been behaving the way that you've been behaving. And one of the things they mentioned was the highway of death that occurred when this mass slaughter transpired at the end of the war, when you had a leaderless army and disorganized retreat.
I think anybody can go up and look it up on the your search engine for the Highway of Death. It's a story that we're never going to tell here in the United States, because after all, we're the good guys or the bad guys. No, ladies and gentlemen, America is a wonderful nation, but it's been taken over by evil and wicked people, and some of them are working at the highest levels of our military who will slaughter innocent and helpless Iraqis, and that's exactly what happened on the Highway of Death. We do have other military people who are men of integrity.
Yeah.
I just wish we had more of them in key positions. And usually if you're a man of integrity and honor who believes in the military and in patriotism, why, you never get to be a four-star general. Oh, you get to be a four-star general by being like Colin Powell when you're told to lie to the American people in the United Nations, suddenly about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. You say, yes, sir, I will lie anytime you tell me to, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that came up in the conversations I had in Cairo in 1994, and this is a couple of years after this horrible war, was about the fact that not even the Nazis did something like that on the battlefield. The Wehrmacht, I should point out. The Wehrmacht were not necessarily the Nazis. Obviously, the regime they served were the Nazis. The Wehrmacht is a separate and more complicated proposition. But they could have staged a massacre at Dunkirk, which was an orderly retreat. They didn't. There were a couple of other instances in places in North Africa and some places in Europe where they had an opportunity to annihilate armies and retreat, but they didn't. But this is the sort of thing that the people running our government believe is morally suitable because their motives supposedly are higher and purer than those of other people. And for that reason, they're entitled to do things that lesser people would not be permitted to do because they're not bound by the same rules of morality. But this all happened, of course, in 1991. And at the end of that, you had this arrangement where Saddam was kept in power and everybody around him was being systematically beaten down, either annihilated, like as you point out, the Kurds or the Shias, or the potential sources of domestic opposition within the country who were being devastated economically by this embargo that killed hundreds of thousands. You mentioned, of course, Madeleine Albright's notorious statement in 1995 when she was the ambassador to the United Nations, that it was worth the death of maybe a 500,000 Iraqi children in order to do something that made no sense at all, because Saddam was not being injured and his ambitions were not being calibrated by this murder embargo that was propping him up and actually making him more powerful. Those words, of course, had weight and significance in that part of the world, and they helped to cultivate understandable animosity toward the United States government. And that animosity was not confined merely to the elite who presumed to rule us. It was something that, of course, eventually implicated the population that permits that elite to do the things that it does. That's, of course, once again, another example of blowback, which is what happens when you ignore the golden rule, when you flaunt the golden rule, when you flagrantly impose upon other people things that you would not for a second put up with if you were on the receiving end. That's applied Leninism. It has nothing to do with the teachings of Christianity.
And it's so interesting that Congressman Ron Paul has brought up a number of times that one reason why, because the Muslims are do not like us and would strike against us was because we've been over there killing their people. Immediately he is, of course, attacked and vilified for daring to suggest that just because we go over there and kill their people and kill their wives and kill their children, they retaliate. What a terrible, terrible thing to say. And Congressman Paul is vilified for talking about this very blowback that William is describing, and yet it's really very real. And one day I really fear that we're going to feel the full wrath of the Iraqi people, the people of the Muslim world. Stan, I guess William Grigg and Sir were talking about the things that were going on over there in the Near East. And one of the things that Samuel Huntington, a professor of history at Harvard University, warned against was a clash of civilizations. And he was talking about the potential for a war between the Muslim world and the Western world, and he warned against this. It would bring about disastrous consequences. And yet I believe with all of my heart that our leaders have been working for a very long time to bring about this clash of civilizations, and that is why we've done everything we could to inflame the Muslim world against the West and the mistreatment of their people, whether it be the highway of death, whether it would be American soldiers urinating on the faces of our fallen enemies or burning the Quran or a myriad of things that we have done, certainly the embargo on Iraq from 1991 until the year 2003, and then so many of the things that happened during the Iraq War. And now, of course, we're doing everything we can to justify a war with Iran. But you go right ahead.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is not merely the grand designs of the people who want to facilitate this clash of civilizations, but to connect that to the petty concerns. I shouldn't say petty. There's nothing petty about wanting to make a living. These are livelihood-based concerns. But the fact that you have members of Congress writing to Iraq's import ministry and complaining that they're not being sufficiently zealous in buying American rice, and doing so in language that is arrogant and borders on delusional, is a symptom of a political culture that is perhaps incurably deluded. This is what Congressman Ted Poe of Texas wrote in his letter. "We liberated their country for one thing. We would think they would consider the United States in trade, since we spent billions of dollars not only to liberate their country, but to rebuild their infrastructure from their oil industry on." Now, he seems to think that after bombing a country for decades...
This is Dr. Stan, and Chris William is just bringing out the fact that there are members of Congress who are incensed because Iraq is not buying American rice. And instead, they're buying rice from India or other places where they can get rice cheaper. And certainly, why is the American congressman writing to Iraq saying, "Why, we liberated you. Look all the things we've done for you." And certainly, you would think that you would be so eternally grateful to us and that you would buy our rice. Words to that effect. Go right ahead, William.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what he's saying is that after, let me think here, it would have been 2 decades since the war began, a little more than 2 decades since the first war with Iraq began in 1991. They're bombing them, starving them, propping up a dictator, deposing that dictator, destroying pretty much the entire economic infrastructure and physical infrastructure of the country, unleashing the untethered hell of sectarian warfare, driving out more than half of the Christian population from their ancestral homes. After all of this,
I think it's pretty close to 90%, basically. 90%. They had about 10% before. I think it's the Christians is down at no more than 2 or 3% at the most. Go ahead.
Yeah, and after seizing and exploiting the energy resources of the country, strip mining it of its cultural heritage, doing all these horrible things, this guy still seems to think that Iraq owes us something. After conferring all these wonderful acts of beneficence on Iraq, he insists that they pay something other than the market price for American rice in order for his constituents, his most aggressive rent-seeking constituents, in order to boost their profit margins. They want to do so on concessionary terms. They supposedly owe us something. It reminds me of what Dana Rohrabacher did about a year ago, maybe a little bit less. He was part of a delegation to Iraq. And I don't know what condition he was in when he got off the plane, if we're dealing with jet lag, if we're dealing with perhaps him imbibing too much on the flight over, or rather if this is a specimen of what passes for Dana Rohrabacher in a rational state. But he was saying that there was something terrible about the fact that the Iraqi government would not extend the immunity agreement that permitted the occupation forces to enjoy extraterritorial jurisdiction. That is to say, if they committed criminal acts against Iraqi citizens, they could not be tried under Iraqi law. That was what was the breaking point here when the Obama administration wanted to extend the deadline for the supposed withdrawal of American forces from Iraq. There's still tens of thousands there. But they wanted to extend the full occupation. The sticking point here was that the Iraqis kept saying, no, we want to be able to try Americans under Iraqi law in Iraqi courts if they're accused of committing crimes against Iraqis. You know, that's something that the occupation troops in the 1770s, working for King George, permitted themselves to do, or permitted to be done to them, rather, after the Boston Massacre of 1770. Captain Preston and I believe 8 other British troops who were involved in this incident stood trial in an American court, and they were represented by John Adams in the gesture of great principle and integrity on the part of John Adams. Several were acquitted. They were all acquitted of the most serious charges, but they were tried under American law. But American occupation forces, and as part of an illegal occupation of a foreign country halfway around the world, demanded that they be immune to Iraqi jurisdiction. That was the sticking point. So Dana Rohrabacher, angered by this, said, actually, Iraq owes us something. They ought to be indemnifying the expense for all the Americans that were killed, the thousands of Americans who were killed, tragically, in this stupid and avoidable war. And Sarah Palin took up that refrain, as did Michelle Bachmann and several other people. They, in other words, want to make the Iraqis pay for the privilege of having their country ruined by the United States government. And one really interesting parallel, I think it's a perfectly infuriating one, is what happened toward the end of the Soviet occupation of Central Europe. In Hungary in particular, you had this nauseating spectacle in which diplomatic corps and the leadership of the Red Army were demanding that Hungary pay several decades, I believe would have been by that time, 3.5 decades worth of rent for the facilities that have been used, but to house the occupation leadership and the secret police officers who had occupied and terrorized those countries. They wanted, in other words, they wanted Hungary to pay the bill for being raped. You know, it's almost as if you're dealing with somebody, a woman who is assaulted in an alley and then raped, and then the rapist hands the victim a bill. You know, that's what the Soviets did. And that's exactly what the United States government was doing with respect to Iraq. And in this demand that's being made by these dozen or so members of Congress, 12 legislators from Arkansas, California, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Texas, and Virginia, demand that Iraq pay something other than market price in order to get rice from United States farmers, is a really good illustration of one facet of this multifaceted exercise of pure ugliness that is the corporate militarist state, and the fact that it has all these tendrils and appendages that go into all these different parts of the economy, and how dependent our economy has become on the state of perpetual war. This is just one little snapshot of that whole cynical process.
It reminds us so much of that phrase that was used after World War One: the merchants of death.
It
is all, no, because there's much more to this, the war we've been involved in over in that area, than simply making profits. But there's some people who are quite willing to make profits. They're merchants of death. Go ahead.
It's not just the merchants of death, of course. The contractors of death is another element of this. And then they're the second-handers and the retailers. I mean, there are people who deal in death wholesale, and there are people who deal in death retail. There's a really interesting piece by, I believe it's Tom Englehart. If you go to the American Conservative, there's a piece on their website right now called Remotely Piloted War, and it talks about the way that war has become corporatized. Privatized is the wrong expression, of course. If something's a private undertaking, it doesn't enjoy the type of artificial monopolistic privilege that corporatist, that is to say, a public-private partnership, enjoys. Anytime you have a public-private partnership, of course, the government is the senior partner, but the junior partner benefits as well. And what we have here in the military-industrial complex today is a really good example of the public-private partnership or corporatism. Or, you know, use Mussolini's expression. He didn't invent the concept, but he perfected it. He called it fascism. And it all is rooted, once again, in that inexhaustibly relevant book, Philip Druid's Innistrator, which really is the blueprint, the template, the fons et origo of the system we're living under right now, and it described the fascism.
Oh, but William, we should let our listeners know, Philip Druid's Innistrator was a book written by one of the most evil men of all time, one of my favorite villains. His name was Colonel Edward Mandel House. It was a fictional book he wrote in 1911, describing about when the fascist dictatorship came to America. Philip Drew was a lieutenant colonel who actually took over dictatorial power and established a socialist government of what had been a free society. But go ahead.
Yeah, and it was the first draft of the platform that would become Woodrow Wilson's New Freedom. And it prefigured the war in Europe. It prefigured the creation of a hemisphere straddling political and economic union that is quite a bit like what we're seeing through the FTAA and other efforts at hemispheric integration. It anticipated the League of Nations. It prefigured the New Deal. And, of course, the economic model described in that book was what we would now recognize as fascism. And there was a time in the mid-1930s, I believe 1935 or so, before Mussolini fell into sort of bad odor with the Ben Pinsant crowd, that Colonel House, who at the time was alive and advising FDR, actually made a point of taking credit for what Mussolini was doing. He said in a letter that you probably read, that I've read as well on microfilm, he said that what you see going on in Italy right now is quite a bit like the Philip Drew model that you talked about, to anticipate the fascism by a number of years. And there was an effort made a few years after that to buy up every copy and to make sure that it was scarce, because after Mussolini became very tight with Adolf Hitler, a few years later, suddenly it was necessary to go back and correct the record, to rectify the record, to use the Orwellian expression. But the point is, that's the model that we're living under right now. We're not living under free market capitalism. We're living in Philip Drew's world. It was created through the House administration, I should call it the House administration, the House Wilson administration. And the defining institutions of our society right now, in terms of the economy, the Federal Reserve, the income tax, the way that Congress is able to fund through the creation of fiat money, notional money, just about any kind of undertaking that this is fancy. The fact that you have this combine of big business and big government and an executive branch that recognizes no limits on its power, all this stuff is rooted in Philip Drew Administrator. And it's a type of tyranny that is exportable and adaptable. Just about every country of consequence today is ruled by an elite that operates this way. And it's true of what's going on in post-Soviet Russia. Post-Soviet Russia right now is slightly more socialistic than corporatist, but it's a corporate socialist state. We're slightly more corporatist than we are traditional socialists, but it's a corporate socialist state. And so we're seeing a convergence of all these strains of corporate socialism. And at the same time, we're seeing this developing and hardening of these institutional arrangements for perpetual global war. For heaven's sake, what's going on in Syria right now, what's going on with respect to Syria, is a direct repeat of what happened in Libya a year ago. Down to the details, down to the fact that a year ago you had this person in Tripoli giving this anguished account from a hotel room in Libya, while this individual said you had these roving gangs of mercenaries that were killing people in the streets. This person speaking live with Anderson Cooper and then reciting the same, exactly the same rhetoric that had been delivered just a day or so before by the Arab League when they were calling for the United Nations Security Council to authorize a Chapter 7 intervention, that is to say the UN's equivalent of a declaration of war against Libya. The Arab League said it, and then a couple of days later, Anderson Cooper, who's the guy who used to quote-unquote work for the CIA, had this dramatic and completely implausible statement being made on live television on CNN, tuning the atmosphere for the idea that we just have to intervene. It was basically an updating of the propaganda that was choreographed in 1991, where a member of the Kuwaiti royal family, posing as if she were a nurse, told these heartrending stories that were perfect fabrications of Iraqi soldiers tearing babies out of incubators and throwing them to the cold floors of hospitals in Kuwait City. It didn't happen, but it was tremendously effective.
Oh, don't remember, they threw the babies, the infants, on the floor, then they bayoneted them.
Yes.
William, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your material. William, of course, is the managing editor of the Reason magazine. We're drawing to the end of our program. I want you to know how you can get that, you know, how you can get to his blog, how you can get to his writings, and then, of course, how you can get to his PayPal button. Why don't you go ahead and just bring all those things out before
I'll
we get to the end of the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I appreciate that. I am working with Republic Magazine now as managing editor, as you pointed out. RepublicMagazine.com is the website, RepublicMagazine.com. It's a sister publication to Survivalist Magazine and a number of other things that are related through CDI publications. If you go to RepublicMagazine.com and look in the upper right-hand section of the page, you'll see a toll-free number where you can call to get a subscription, or you can enter your contact information, your name, and your primary email address to get a free digital subscription to our newsletter and the articles that we post on the website, on the news site. We usually have updated stories once, twice, and sometimes three times a day. They're feature-length stories, which is to say probably anywhere from 600 to 1,200 words or longer, depending upon the subject. And so we have those, once again, posted fresh every day. And there are videos, and then there are webinars and other things that are available here as well. That's RepublicMagazine.com. I also continue to curate, I believe that's the proper expression now, the Pro Libertate blog that's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or Google my name, William Grigg. Pro Libertate should be the first return. You put in Grigg and Pro Libertate, and the last word is spelled L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E. You'll be able to get that, I'm pretty sure, as the first return in your search engine. At the bottom of every essay, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, there is a PayPal button. For those who have access to PayPal and are interested in helping me to maintain what I do, to provide for my family, Republic Magazine is a wonderful journal. Doesn't pay a whole lot, I'm finding out. But hopefully that's something that will change. It's a small, growing concern. It's becoming a little bit more prominent, but until such time as it's a self-sustaining enterprise, I still need some help. And for those who are interested in providing help and have access to PayPal, there is a PayPal button at the end of every essay. I posted an essay a couple of days ago at Pro Libertate, and I'm probably going to do another one over the weekend. And the essay that was posted at Pro Libertate on Thursday is also available at lewrockwell.com, L-E-W-Rockwell.com. Mr. Rockwell is the chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute in Alabama. He's a wonderful man. And lewrockwell.com is probably the most widely read, liberty-oriented news site on the Internet. It takes a really hard-line position on the primacy of individual rights and the sanctity of property rights in particular, and the value of promoting commerce and cooperation as an alternative to coercion and regimentation and war. So lewrockwell.com, for those who are interested in seeing the most recent essay at Pro Libertate, or go to freedominourtime.blogspot.com. republicmagazine.com is the main site for Republic Magazine, and I think that your listeners will find a lot of very fascinating content at all of those sites.
And of course, when you have an article accepted by Lou Rockwell to be put onto his website, you have arrived, because he gets an awful lot of them, and he publishes, I think, most of William's articles that are sent to him. I know other people who send articles there, and a certain number of those are accepted, but sometimes they're rejected as well. But certainly William's articles usually accepted. Now, certainly Williams is on the front lines of this battle. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that behind these wicked people, behind this effort to take us into a war with Iran, I believe our powerful spiritual forces that want to plunge the entire world into a terrible, terrible war. And I really believe, if you read what George Soros has been writing recently, he knows what's going to happen. And he tells you there's going to be chaos in America. He tells you that the American dollar is going to disappear, and there's going to be the end of stability here in America. William, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program, and I'm sure you probably are keeping tabs on what Soros is writing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
Listen to my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and read the syllabus as you come with them. You need to begin to heed what George Soros is saying. He's telling you that the stability in America is going to end. He's telling you that the monetary system that has been the backbone of our economic system and our prosperity is going to end. He's telling you that the society we have lived in here in the Western civilization is on the verge of chaos. Do not discount what he says. George Soros is one of the architects of the evil plans that are being enacted today. So get yourself prepared and certainly listen to our programs. We ask you, of course, to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, cultural, and ideological battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle. And if you do not have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you need to have it. You need, of course, to get the writings of, or so the DVDs put out by our good friend Pastor Billy Crone, such as Who Says the Bible is True? Who Says the Bible is True? Or his, that's three DVDs, which we think are excellent. We have a 10 DVD series entitled Final Countdown. It's actually in two parts, part A, part B, but it shows you the prophetic significance of what's unfolding today. We have, Sydney, a 10 DVD set on fearful creation, going into the background, certainly, of these ideas of evolution. They're alive. God created the heavens and the earth. God does have a plan. I believe that plan is being carried out today, and I believe God is going to bring his vengeance on this country. If you'd like to get the material we're talking about, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to have the facts. You need to understand. You need to be able to express to others what's going on today. We have a wonderful book written by our friend, Pastor Chuck Chris Myers, called The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord, and of course it goes into the fact that they have changed the music and the message of the Christian church. What have they taken out of the message of the gospel? Well, that's why you need to get the book, The Secret of the Lord. I think we've already sold over 25 copies. I think this is a very important book, which most ministers do not want to address, because the message is not one that's popular. But I believe it's the Lord's message, and it's my job. Remember, I don't get paid for what I do. I'm answerable only to my listeners. If they don't like me, they turn me off. But of course, my job is to bring them the information that is important. And Chuck Chris Myers' book, The Secret of the Lord, is important. Pastor Billy Crone's DVD is The Final Countdown, 10 DVDs in the set. Who's said the Bible is True? There are three DVDs in that set. The 10 DVD set on the fearful creation, another 10 DVDs on the planned creation. And Pastor Crone ends each one of his presentations with a personal invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord. We recommend them to you. Again, I number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where we hope you'll go. You listen to our programs there 24 hours a day. You can listen to our programs on shortwave. Incidentally, we're changing our shortwave broadcast 6.875 on the 13th. 6.875 on the 13th. That's our new WWCR frequency. then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place at the right time. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, figuring out what it is I can do in my own local community to change things one day at a time, one step at a time. Joining us today in the second hour is Terry Hall, who began the